Okay. I'd like to call the July 30th Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting into session. Just a couple of notes, please turn your phones off or on vibrate. The items on this agenda may be taken out of order.
Pledge of Allegiance.
What's that?
Pledge of Allegiance.
Why didn't get down there yet?
Oh, okay.
The items may be taken out of order. And I'd like to thank everybody for social distancing and observing all the rules and regulations of our current society. Now that we've gotten a little bit of the business out of the way, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
I'd like the record to show that all four board members are present, and if there's any county staff, please introduce yourself.
I'm Bob Luke, I'm the Deputy Director of Public Works. Brian Osborne, Public Works.
Brian?
Brian, yes. With a Y. Yes, with a Y.
Thank
you. Do you have a Ryan in the office? And sometimes I forget to be and I send it to somebody else.
Okay, thank you all. The next item on the agenda here is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until a comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. The next item is the approval of our minutes for July 2nd. We had one correction, so I will make a motion to approve the minutes for July 2nd with the correction that Chris Forbes moved to approve the agenda for July 2nd. And that was the only correction that we needed to make.
I'm sorry.
So what was the correction on the minutes for July 2nd?
Okay.
Is that the motion was placed by Christopher Forbes on the July 2nd agenda.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's the only change that was necessary. And with that, I will make a motion to approve our minutes for July 2nd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is the approval of the agenda for tonight, July 30th. Do we have a motion for approval? Any changes, deletions, or anything?
I move to approve the agenda for tonight.
We have a motion for approval of tonight's agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Informational items. We have a presentation from Public Works regarding the Hacienda project.
And Russell Road.
Oh, I didn't have that right on.
That's okay. We'll take that too. Would you like to step up?
And I'm going to introduce you. That's okay.
Did you get their names already?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
My name is Brian Osborne. I work for Public Works, Clark County. And I'm the project manager on the county side for this project. This is two for one. You're getting two roads in one project. One of them is Hacienda, and the other one is Russell Road. And actually, Russell Road, even though it's a bigger street, you actually have only half a mile of improvements on that one. That's the reason for the shorter panel.
I got it.
And Hacienda is it's about a mile and a half, remember, or a mile long. So We'll go through a agenda first. The improvements are going to be mainly the pavement. The pavement in Sandal was in very bad shape. It's a two lanes each way, a road, unlike Russell, which is three lanes each way. And both projects, it's pretty much the same relocation. We're putting in raised medians. We're repairing this pavement, pretty much replacing the pavement in the whole alignment. We're putting in repairing sidewalks, curbs, gutters. And in the case of Ascender, there's a little bit of, drainage that we're going to repair and replace and improve on. That's for the storm drains. And that's mainly from Morris to Denton. And then we're going to discharge into an existing drainage system that goes on south on Denton. In the case of Russell Road, it's pretty much the same improvements, with the exception that there's a small drainage improvement here at the very end, close to the bridge. So this is about 400 feet west of Boulder Falls. This is going in the direction of Boulder Highway. There's also improvements on both streets. We're going to do some minor improvements on the streetlights for Stephanie and Russell, and also on Nellis on this side.
Underground water comes out by Courtney. That's immediately going to go underground.
The water comes out, yes, it's Courtney. What it is, it's you actually have a bubbler. There's a, the existing system actually has a bubbler that discharges, it's here, inside a little.
There's a box there.
Right.
It's over this way further, but yeah.
Oh, so
further,
so yeah.
Yeah.
And then over here, it discharges back out into the road again.
Correct.
And then it runs along the road and ponds on
all
Denny.
The way down Denny.
Yeah, and it ponds
and then
on
it goes all the way out to Tunis.
Right.
So it goes in the street.
Right. What we're doing is we're gonna put an inlet here. An inlet here. These are drains. So we're putting an inlet here on that's in the school close to the school property. And then we're putting another one right on Denny. So there's not gonna be any not on Denny, but right before Denny. So you shouldn't have any more ponding or running water on
so no running water down Denny. Down to Tunis, or it's all going to go underground.
It'll all go underground. So that was supposed to be solved with this. That's the reason we put the storm drain in.
Okay, that was going to be put in when the school was built, but nobody, the county nor the school district, wanted to take that task on at the time.
Yeah, when we looked at the drawings, I noticed that it was in the drawings for the school.
I know.
That it would go above, or it would go underground and above ground again, then back into the roof.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to take that task at the time, so.
Right. So that will be solved in this case.
And one more question, then I'm going to pass it on to the board. In front of the school, you're going to have a solid median there, so how are they going to enter and exit the school there?
I don't know if you can see it very well, but there's an entrance here. This is one of the entrances, this is the second one, and this is the third one. So what's proposed currently. We talked about school, which we thought was the director. Parents are going to come in westbound and drive in here, drop the kids off, and then when they come back out, go to the right direction. This will not be, they'll be restricted, the meeting will restrict them from turning left, so they'll have to turn right. Parents that want to go back. West will have to go around the school,
okay.
Drive down around the school and out that way. This makes it a little bit more restricted for maneuvers, but it also makes it safer for the kids.
Okay.
And parents coming this way, eastbound, would have to enter the same
and go out the same way.
Right. And this one here is going to be restricted. This parking lot, we're told, on this side is for staff. The kids aren't supposed to go off and park. Nobody's supposed to park there except staff. And they come in at the half an hour earlier before the school session starts.
Sorry, those, these lines are supposed to have a little more red on the median, but there is a little bit of the pipeline. This is the pipeline.
Then I have one more question. Is there going to be parking on Hacienda? Right now, there's no parking on the street.
There is no parking on Hacienda.
And that'll remain in place?
That'll remain in place. It's all over the road, I'm aware. Yeah, it's all in the school area and past Morris. All the way to Nellis, I'm aware. Now, all the way to Nellis. From Nellis to.
So the whole thing is no parking. That was our traffic department requested that.
That's good. That's all I have.
I have one other thing. You might even talk about mentioning this, but you said Boulder Falls. We have another project that starts at Boulder Falls, right in that area, and goes down to Boulder Highway. And some of the things we're going to do with the traffic signals or traffic, we didn't even handle them yet. But we're actually going to build it with this project. They're all going to be done about the same time, so we're going to build it with the same project. So you'll see that we'll be working past Boulder Falls and do the same contract.
Well, they told me this morning that we're going to merge everything together, including the drawings.
Right, yeah. Which we do for the contract.
Yeah. Right. A lot easier.
So yeah, I didn't have panels for that because it was, I think we didn't know until this morning.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah, so I'll bring it to the whole board. Here's some of my concerns that I have. So I guess the first question is there going to be any other kind of notification for the neighborhood where I live? So I'm on the block behind Hacienda and Nellis. So there's Hacienda, and then there's Tawny, and then there's some other like jobs. But we use Bridget to go left, and now that's going to be blocked off as the one way. Yeah, that's Bridget. And so, I mean, I've lived in the neighborhood for 16 years, and the house was built in 78, so I mean, a lot of people get used to, you know, we go that way. So, is there going to be any notification about the reconfiguration? Or is it just going to be a surprise, and all these people are going to try to get out?
I think we could send a letter out with
the schematic. We sure could do that. That's a good point. Especially with the, you know, the COVID stuff. When we went and done other meetings, a lot of times we'll get more people. And this is the first time we've done a public presentation since the COVID thing. We can sure get something out about the contractor. Well, as far as along the roadway, so along Hacienda, along Russell, contractors will be passing out notices as part of it, because they'll be directly inspected, but we can sure do that. And what I was thinking also is that maybe what we can do is get, Brian, we can get a, things are more for looking straight up, but we can do a, you know, almost like schematic of a drawing, put it together at 8.5 by 11, and maybe it can get distributed with minutes or something, so that we can send it out. That would help you with other people out there.
Because here's my concern. What my concerns are in a non-COVID world, okay? So when Courtney Middle School is in session, so all of us that are in the neighborhood here, for us to be able to go to the west, we now are going to have to either go back down the hill and try to do a U-turn on the hill where it slopes to go back this way, or if we all try to come out on Morris, and he's talking about like the parents are only going to go that way, that's not the behavior of the parents when she messes about the parking. It's a middle school. The parents
all
pull up either on Morris or on either site or just right at Hacienda.
On Hacienda.
And then just dump their kids out and continue on. So it really starts to trap all of us in this neighborhood. I mean, to get out. If you try to go the other way on Bridget, it comes out onto Nellis, and again, there's a pork chop that's there, so everybody comes across the two lanes of Nellis into a far left hand lane, and we're U-turning on Nellis to then, like, go over the Nellis Bridge. So our neighborhood and our access points on being able to get out are, like, rapidly shrinking.
They are. The one thing is, I'm not sure what Nellis is, how that's signed, but where the median is going, anywhere that there's a left turn, you're going to be allowed to do a U-turn. So you won't have to drive a half mile away.
What's that, Bloomwood?
You'll be able to do U-turns. I know some areas around we have blocked U-turns because of large turning movements. This one, I mean, there's already a lot of cross traffic going on, so putting in U-turns, at least you're facing the oncoming traffic instead of at an angle when you decide to do it. So you will be able to make U-turns. That helps the movement somewhat. We know when you put in the medians, it takes away some of the access. What it does is it eliminates the cross traffic, which is where you have a lot of your accidents. That's why we put them in. And so it won't be as good as it was, but I really hope it will be okay. We've done this in other areas. It's not ideal, you know, but we think it's safer when we're done.
The whole thing is, we will restrict a little bit of access, and I do know it makes it a little bit more cumbersome, but it does also make it safe for us to focus on.
Can I just
say
something about Bloomwood? Oh, you're right. That street is right there. You're right.
You said there was also access on this side, right?
Yeah, we can
also mount those. Yeah, I'll ask the consultant about this, but it looks like it's looking a little too much. Well, here you can turn.
Yeah.
It will be a left and then a left, and then you can go.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's on the school, you know, it isn't taking place normally. Because
again,
you can drop off and pick up.
I realize this is a little bit of inconvenience, but it does make it a bit safer. Because half of this intersection next to the driveway is a little bit dangerous.
Just a few words, right. And then, can you go over what's happening on that intersection at Stephanie and Russell?
Sure.
You just said some lighting, but I mean,
I'm going a little bit closer. Is that better?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're good.
Okay, so Stephanie, you said?
Yeah,
that's
there.
Stephanie's up there.
Yeah, so, what are you doing?
Sure. Stephanie, we're going to, this delimitation here, these dotted lines, this is the limit of the project.
Okay.
So it's going to go actually almost all the way to Boulder Falls. And then that other project will take over and take it all the way to Boulder Highway.
Great.
So here, what we're doing is the lights. We're replacing the lights. We're going to do some improvements on the. I'm sorry, it's on the other side. These areas here, these ramps are not ADA compliant. I think the ones on Henderson are, but the ones in the north, I think, aren't.
Oh, sure.
So we're gonna correct them so they are ADA compliant. And the push buttons, I think, on the north side are a little bit further back, farther than they should be. So we'll fix that. The heads. If I remember right, we're not reconfiguring the lanes, but the heads were a little bit shifted, so I believe they're going to fix the heads as well. They're going to align them with the lanes.
And I was
going
to ask about that, on whether or not any signage was considered, because once you cross over on Russell to go over the second bridge, the left lane actually turns, and then it goes down below.
Here?
So, right, but people don't realize that, so everything crosses over. I don't know if you just said about the real line, but I don't know if there's also any signage or
Our manager for traffic told me that. I've driven this before, but he also realized that's not a very...
And everybody goes, ooh, and then they cut in.
And then you got to get back over to go to Costco. Like, you got to, because then that lane goes away, and you got to go right, left, right to get to Costco, which is where
I made that mistake before.
Yeah.
I drive that all the time. I always forget.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll ask him. You mean something around here, right?
So yeah. People
know. Better arrows on the street.
On the street, you know. So when they come across Nellis, Russell,
you know what's
going
straight,
south,
what's turning,
right,
and what's going to merge.
You know which one is.
Which one to be in.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Let me write that down a little bit.
Yeah, that would be my only. So that's why I wanted to hear more what you were doing at that intersection. That would be fantastic.
I'll see if he can, if there is a sign that we could use.
And that area is going to be repaved as well, or?
Yes, all of this is repaved as well.
Okay, good. So that those turns, like coming west on Russell to turn north on Stephanie, that's kind of like a cumbersome little.
Which ones?
If you're coming west on Russell this way and you're going to make a right onto Stephanie, mm-hmm. there's just a tiny little lot of
we're actually,
tar.
Yeah, we're actually rehabbing this. We're adding this lane. I believe it's not there right now, but we're going to rehab it all the way to the border. To the,
good.
To the right of way.
Okay.
So,
that's what I was talking about,
Well, it always floods, so it gets eaten up and turns into. Yeah.
But yeah, and it's hard to keep. Confused on, like you said, realignment, so I just
couldn't
replace any of your accidents or accidents.
Oh, going up the bridge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But going up the bridge.
Yeah.
Because you have very short distance to
just
correct.
Make that decision.
Like, oops, I'm going to be on Stufflebeam before I know it.
Yeah.
just so you know, though, this, I think the property starts here. This, no, actually, this whole thing.
Henderson.
From this line, center line down or south, it's
Henderson.
All Henderson.
Right. Right.
So
why you have the ADA on that side of the street, not on ours.
Right.
Okay, I know that.
Yeah, that's true too. But we'll see if we can put signage here.
Yeah.
There'll be signage for there,
yeah.
Road, but we don't see what we can do. I'll talk to our traffic support. And the signs already have that in there. I think you mentioned drainage too, right? The ponds over here?
Yes.
We're putting in a curb and gutter along
this
alignment. And at some point, these gentlemen are going to build, I think they were going to build warehouses, but I'm not sure that they bought the property yet.
Okay.
So they would improve on it.
Is Boys and Girls Club or somebody like that on that property?
Yeah, it's YMCA.
YMCA.
They haven't sold it yet, so I'm not sure if they will. But at some point, when they improve this, the drainage will also be improved on. But right now we're putting a curb and gutter here, so that'll prevent issues.
Yeah.
You'll have drainage going through the curb and gutter. I'm not sure. I think part of the ponding is actually a culvert that comes in this way.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be such a big problem anymore. Not on the road.
That's good. Yeah.
And if you want, I'll leave these up for a little bit. I'll stay a little bit longer if you want to take a closer look at them.
Yeah.
Those were.
When you're going to be resurfacing, you're going to remove all the asphalt and put fresh in. When you do the trough, it's going to be surfaced.
I want
the
surface. This one, when we did the point, it turned out the price went all the way down. There was a lot of concrete when we had those plants like this. A lot of them. So that helped me out to replace it. So this was like to replace all of the asphalt. And I think this will also replace part of the soil as well.
And then you lose the lifespan?
20 years minimum. And based on what I've been seeing on our other projects, it really lasts 20 years or more. This one should be even more because the pavements that we use nowadays are better than the pavements we used 20 years ago, but the methods for design is still 20 years ago. So if you design for 20 years now, with the newer pavements, this should last at least 25 years. It's just the products are better. The oils, better mixes, more durable mixes. And on top of that, we have batteries to do something. It's called the index. So you'll have the AC, right? AC layer. And on top of that, we have a 1-inch layer of what we call index. It's ultra thin asphalt surface. So this will actually be stronger and also gives, it protects the AC that's underneath it from water and any other element. So it gives it more durability. We didn't use the small days when we use the AC. The materials are better. But the method is the 1993 method that we still use today. So we're designing for this, but we're building for this. So we should have a few more years.
Now, I remember reading when you were doing the medieval project, the research was using higher rubber chips.
For sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Is that like only for freeways, or is that something you can do here, or what's the difference?
I would recommend the use it because it would generally be a top layer, which is solid. The sun will generally be fine. I don't know how long it will last. I don't know if they've actually analyzed it. But we wouldn't use it very easily if it's not a high speed road. That's something we need to do on a freeway.
Okay.
the noise to some extent. This one here is a little bit more harsh, maybe a little more bothers in it, more opening. So this would be good for our colors, a little bit more bothers in it. I don't know how much more, but this one's a little bit better for some of us.
And are you changing what the speed limit is going
to
be?
So it's still 35, remember.
It is.
It's going to be on the school day, school hours.
Right,
it's
but it has
okay, yeah, 35.
Yeah, that, yeah.
we didn't change that.
Good. And I have a $64,000 question.
Go ahead.
What's the time frame?
This one should be 180 days for this one.
No, I mean to start.
Oh, to start it. It's first quarter of next year.
January
or so of next year.
Yeah,
January,
January,
March.
I would say February.
So like February through summer. Like,
yeah. It'll be around, we were expecting this one to be no more than 180 days.
Okay.
And this one, we're looking at maybe 90 days.
And they'll start about the same time?
They can start at the same time. It depends on who the contractor is. They might want to do them in sequence instead of simultaneously. If they do it simultaneously, then it would be 180 days. If they do it subsequently, it'll be 270 days. But like I said, it's 20 years that you're getting. So it's a little bit of an issue for a little bit of a year,
no,
and then 20
fine.
Years you don't touch it.
It's a long overdue issue, but you're happy to have it.
Yeah, on both streets, I believe. That's true.
It's better than the 6 months we seem to be getting out of Tropicana.
That's
always
right.
Always working on that one.
Well, that's
it's good
it,
for like
that's
3 months,
now.
And
that's,
then they start over.
That's a different department. That's it.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Good.
Anybody have any questions?
I'll move this back over there.
Well, thank you so much, though. We greatly appreciate this.
No problem. No, it's my pleasure.
Right. One thing we can do, if you like, we'll go ahead and send, we've got PDFs of these drawings here.
Yeah.
We'll send those.
That'd
be
nice.
We can include them in there, at least for information or something, so you'll have that. And of course, if you have any questions, just call up the Public Works or the design engineer, and I'll turn those right over. So just let us know.
Very good.
Questions.
We're excited. Who's saying that?
I am grateful about the repeating.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit rough. I drive on there every so often, and yes, it's we've got a lot of years on it, and now it's time to replace it. So hopefully we'll get a little better, maybe a little bit stronger, because there's more traffic on there than there was coming here.
Hopefully control the traffic in front of the school a little bit more with the putting in the clean.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you again. Really appreciate that. We have no zoning items tonight that need to be heard, so we can move along to general business. Would anybody like to bring anything up?
I would.
I do too, so go ahead.
We have a street light out on my street. How do I...
there's an easy way to go online.
Oh, the works? That online.
Oh, I can do that.
Well, maybe we
don't. I don't know.
Wait.
I did. Everyone else may send something to me. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I can go online and do that.
But yeah, let us know. And we'll make sure we get over to the traffic.
So where's that? Is it on First Street?
Yeah, so like, it's the next one by my house. So I'm at 5071 Danica Way. And whatever would be, like, the first one going to the east.
To the east?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just send you to myself. Let me do that.
Wow.
Okay.
I was like, wait a minute.
Very impressed.
I'm like, that's too late to get out.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just east of
5071 Danica Way.
Okay.
Danica, Vanica.
Wait. What's the number?
5071.
5071. I got a big mouth.
I have hearing problems.
No masking, stop that.
No.
Thank you. Okay, so 5071 Danica?
Way.
Okay. And on the south side or north side?
We're the south side.
South side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't miss it. Once the light is, go on, you'll see it. It's off.
Very good, thank you. I will let them know.
Thank you.
Yes, if any kind of people let Rocky know or.
Oh, let her know. Yeah, Clark Connect. I got stuck on that a couple of times. It kept going in circles for me.
Yes, I understand that. We get those emails, and they don't look very easy to fill out.
Oh, and I get it on here. Sometimes I get lost in the loop somewhere, and I don't not sure if it ever goes through.
Yeah. If something comes up, we'll give it to us, and we'll make sure we get it.
Quick, I'll be quick.
Phone number or whatever.
I don't know how long it's been. We were out looking for the comet about a week ago, and we stepped out front, and I was like, it's awfully dark, and I was like, oh, the light's out.
That helps when you're looking for a comet.
Yeah. I was hoping.
No. Just wanted to put a shot, right? I just have something to bring up, if I could, and it's, and Blanc, I'm going to dump it on you because I know you're so helpful. It has to do with NDOT. Going south on Nellis, as you cross over the Nellis Bridge, over to the right there, we have a lovely condo units and stuff being built up there. There's two sections of it. Needs to be cleaned. I spoke to the COP, and they've been after NDOT to help them get down there, or at least get down there.
Did you know that NDOT's rebuilding the whole road?
What? Which road?
Nellis. Yes. I worked on it. I interlocal with them. It's out to bid right now. It probably was, yes, but this is the actual paving, repaving of it. It's going to be like a year and a half or 2 years because they're doing all 8 miles of it.
Of Nellis? How many times are they going to tear up Nellis? My good Lord.
So, yeah, they're doing the same kind of stuff that we're doing, tearing out, redoing handicap ramps and stuff like that, working on the traffic signals if they need it, changing out the street lights to LED. We're paying for those, but they're having to come to their project, so we'll have LEDs. We're trying to convert those as we can every project we do. So if they open bids, I want to say they're going to open bids in August. It'll take them probably 4 months, so probably in the first quarter, but probably about the time we're starting this one. So
good time.
And they know they've listed a couple. We've got a project up on Gary Avenue that's going to cross over there. We've got a Harmon project. So NDOT knows that they're going to put in their contracts. Hey, Clark County's got some projects going on here too.
So they'll join with you. But if they could work on that, they're up against the 95 on the wall there, and so they're between the creek, the creek there, the wash, and the 95, and it's NDOT's area. And there's two large encampments there. And yes.
Well, what I understood about that was this is just something our folks in public works that we have that work on the homeless, is that NDOT, when COVID hit, they haven't done any homeless.
I know that.
Since then, but they just are starting because our guy that was with, he told me this morning, we just got contact by NDOT, they're ready to start up the program again. But they had shut down, now we did it, but they shut down their operations for about 5 months.
Oh, see, where am I?
So hopefully they know.
Okay, here's 95, here's now, it's over here. This is Nellis, there's the creek, and it's right along there.
The
right in there.
But
And then the other spot for them to, again, the same issue with just homeless encampment that they were there. It's on Boulder Highway, north, in the center divide, north of Gibson, up to, what is that, Tulip Falls or something, just before the Creek RV camp, you know, property there. There's a couple of big drainage pipes in there, and they're loaded. Well, with junk. I mean, they were living in there. I mean, there's a baby carriage in there, there's mattresses in there, there's God only knows what's in there. And then apparently at one point, somebody had taken some of the junk out, and it's on the east side, dumped in an open lot, a tremendous pile on the east side of Boulder Highway. So that whole section there from Gibson up to, what's that street, Tulip Falls, I think it is, I'm not sure, but right to the Duck Creek RV camp, that whole median area is a mess. And I know that's them as well. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, you meant the 515, right?
Yeah, but I have another one, the other one too.
Oh, down the Boulder Highway too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's not you guys. Otherwise, it would be done.
On the south side of Boulder Highway, right?
It's in the median.
Okay.
It's in the median. It starts in the median, but then. And that's
on the north side of
Gibson. On the north side of Gibson. In the median. And then on the east side of Boulder Highway, right across from where that drainage area thing is, they took some of the crap out of there and dumped it in an empty lot there. And it's very visible from the street, so nobody can miss it. Henderson. Yes. Yes.
So the literally the line is the parking lot. So it really depends on what side of the parking lot you touch the parking. We're very specific on where they're parking and we're on the Henderson side. Since it's over to you, I think we're sitting at this code enforcement to see what we're
doing. It's horrible. I mean, I don't know if you're getting.
I've seen them. I haven't been down that way lately, but I have seen them parking.
Yeah, I mean, I go down that way 4 times a week and there's never bring out any less than 3 of them. And it goes all the way from the entrance of Blue Dog, almost now all the way down to the Gallery of Traffic Light.
So, oh, by the school, by the school.
All the way down on that side, there's nine.
It must be Henderson, though.
So,
Henderson City can respect that they consider that if they want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I tried.
Yeah, who in Henderson do you reach out to? The police department?
I think
that's
just in case, because then it's a matter of where they're parking at. Right away, or is it private property? Right away, UTV, it's private property, it's
public response. Okay.
Yeah, when you drive by, there's actually no parking signs that are there. Like, the no parking signs don't start up until, up by the
right.
And so, but I looked on the road to whether they're just missing or purposely not there. But I mean, it's just gravel shoulder and then, you know, Blue Dog and then the property that the school district has.
Gravel is part of the
park. Except for the little half piece that is down in the Henderson by the park.
By the park?
Down by the New Beginnings, that park that's on the south side between Stephanie and the...
That's
the end of that. But Russell is all ours.
Oh, so Russell is all county, he's saying.
So even though the city of Hutchinson starts on this side of 95, I'm sorry.
Well, you have to look at the map because it's kind of weird because the freeway bends in that area, and of course, so does Russell.
So they look at the map, and so right where your AD is talking about, where the truck parking is going, the city of Hutchinson line is right in front of the Blue Dog.
So the line is, of course, the Hutchinson City of Clark County, right? I have to look at a map. I'm the last person you should ask about that because I don't have a map here. I can't tell
you. They tell me it's not NDOT. As long as it's not NDOT,
I doubt that it's NDOT. You know, their right-of-way would be over on the freeway and you have a little bit of the right-of-way where Russell goes across and stuff. But anything outside of the freeway right-of-way would be really between the need of Russell.
Anything else? Anybody? You're good? Okay, this is, the next item is comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If it clearly state your name and address, spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote.
So, can I ask the community announcements to the agenda?
I was at the beginning.
Yeah. Did you have announcements?
So, just really quick, Wiki Senior Center will have COVID-19 testing on Thursday, August 6th, August 13th.
First come, first serve.
First come, and there's only 200 kits on each of the dates.
And then also we've got polling stations because it's going to be record high heat day this weekend, and so polling stations on the south part of town would be downtown rec center in Henderson on 105 West Basin Road.
Wow.
And so that's for the next 2 days. And then as you know, many of you don't know, the One Stop Career Center will be running their mobile unit here on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 12
p.m. What was that again?
The One Stop Career Center.
Oh,
Korea.
Yeah.
But that you have to go online, correct, and sign up? I think that's on social media as well.
So there's nothing online. You have to call them.
Right. Oh,
that
okay.
The number is 831-0635. And the last thing I want to announce is our virtual job fair. That's on August 7th. And if you know people that want to find a job, they can register at That's it? Okay. Our next meeting date will be August 13, 2020. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting.
Thanks.
Stay healthy, everybody.
You know when haciendas are you
wait.